From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
Everybody knows who Donald Trump is. That's what they don't know who we are. Who we are.
That was former Vice President Joe Biden on Tuesday at Southwest Focal Point Community Center in Pembroke Pines, Florida.
We choose hope over fear, unity over division, science over fiction, and yes, truth over lies. We can do this, folks, I promise you. But you gotta vote. May God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you for listening. You're a very patient audience. Thank you.
In the battle of dueling rallies between the Biden and Trump campaign, it was again a total loss for Biden, whose rally was attended by approximately 60 people, according to the local Gannett Daily, including reporters. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, President Trump was in Des Moines, Iowa. At the airport, more than 10,000 people showed up, and they were very enthusiastic. Today, we bring you as much of his presentation Wednesday as time will allow.
Thank you very much, everybody. Hello, Des Moines. Oh, it's been a good time we've had in Des Moines. See, I even brought a hat. They said, sir, it is so windy out there. I said, well, my hair is very powerful. It's very strong. It can handle it. But I brought it just in case. It may get pretty bad, but it's pretty windy. So thank you all very much. And I'm thrilled to be back in the American heartland with thousands of loyal, hardworking Iowa patriots. And 20 days from now, we're going to win this state. We're going to win 4 more years in the White House. We're going to keep it going. And I must tell you, you know, I've just looked, a poll just came out. We're up 6. Okay, big deal. Now, didn't we win by 11 or something? We're up 6. And if I'm up 6, nobody has ever done for Iowa and the Farm Belt and the farmers and all. No more estate taxes, no more anything. I saved ethanol. Ethanol is safe. For me to only be up 6, I'm a little bit concerned, I'll tell you that. Because nobody's going to do for Iowa what I did for Iowa. We've just learned through explosive documents published by a very fine newspaper, the New York Post, that Joe Biden has been blatantly lying about his involvement in his son's corrupt business dealing. And this is a big smoking gun. The newly uncovered emails reveal that a top executive from the highly questionable Ukrainian company, it's an energy company, which paid Hunter at least $50,000 a month, but it's now looking like it could be $180,000. $3,000 a month. That's a lot of money. Would anybody in this audience take it? I'll take it. We'll take it. Despite the fact that he had absolutely no experience, knew nothing about energy, wrote to Hunter, arranging for a meeting to meet with Vice President Joe Biden. I've been saying this for a long time with that family. The same Ukrainian energy executive even sent Hunter an email saying, quote, we urgently need your advice on how you could use your influence. What? In other words, Hunter was being paid for access to his vice president father, who was specifically put in charge of Ukraine and Russia. How about the Russia hoax? It turned out that they were the ones that did the Russia hoax. It was them. No collusion. No collusion. These emails show that Biden's repeated claim that he has never spoken to Hunter about his business dealings were a complete lie. It was a total lie. He lied to you over and over because he's trying to cover up a massive pay-for-play scandal at the heart of his vice presidency. And everybody knows it. Everybody in Washington knows it. We've known it for a long time. The fact is, there was never an administration more corrupt than the Obama-Biden administration. There was never, never. Just weeks ago, Joe stood before the American people in a presidential debate and told you that these claims had been totally discredited and that his son did nothing wrong. But now that turns out to be a total lie. Now we can see clearly that Biden is a corrupt politician who shouldn't even be allowed to run for the presidency. I was pressing Joe Biden to tell the truth because the corrupt lamestream media right back there, all those cameras right back there, they're corrupt and they refuse to write the story. There wasn't one time in almost 4 years during my presidency, during the greatest political scandal in U.S. history, a witch hunt, a horrible, horrible, disgusting witch hunt that should never, ever happen to another presidency again, and people should pay for the crimes they committed. Which turned out to be a total illegal hoax that false and libelous stories every day. False and libelous stories. And they knew they were false, too. They knew they were false. They were never taken down by Twitter or Facebook or the mainstream media. Never once. Yet with Biden today, they take negative posts down almost before they even go up. They're trying to protect him. They're trying to protect Biden. They take him down. And I was just getting off that magnificent plane behind us, Air Force One. And I had heard, and I just don't know this for a fact, but they say, Kaylee McEnany. You know Kaylee, right? Kaylee McEnany. Good Kaylee. She's so great. She's incredible. They closed down her account. She's the White House press secretary. Because she's reporting the truth. They closed down her account. So let's see what's going to happen. And did you hear the news? Bruce Orr is finally out of the Department of Justice. Bruce Orr. Him and his wonderful wife, Molly. She wrote all this stuff. And then he goes and he works at the Department of Justice. And he took it. Didn't he bring it to the FBI? The wife writes it. She gets paid a lot of money. Bruce Orr is finally out of the Department of Justice. That's good. A couple of years too late, that's all. He should be not only in the Department of Justice outbox, he should be someplace else, okay? 8 months after his alleged meeting with the Burmese executives. So this Burmese, they say, pronounce it Burmese. A real beautiful company. Vice President Joe Biden went to Ukraine and threatened to withhold $1 billion in aid if they did not fire the prosecutor that was investigating his son and the company that his son worked for. That's very miserable. The documents also show that before one of Joe's trips to Ukraine, Hunter emailed his business partner saying his lucrative contract should begin now. Think of that. Should begin now. Right now, it's got to begin. It's got, the whole thing is so incredible. Here's a guy. Look, let's just put it in simple language. He got thrown out of the military. That's unfortunate. He didn't have a job for a long time. His father becomes vice president, and he's making millions and millions and millions of dollars a year. Think of it. No, think of it. Think of it. It's like the Hillary stuff, the crooked Hillary, and it's the crooked Joe. You know, when a Democrat voter here in Iowa asked Joe last year, you remember, if his son raked in money in exchange for providing access, Joe called that man a damn liar. You're a damn liar. Kid's making millions of dollars. He had nothing. He didn't have a job. Thrown out of the military, sadly, but thrown out of the military. And he knew nothing about energy. He knew nothing about investments, knew nothing about China. How about he walked away $1.5 billion to manage for China? They don't do that with the most brilliant people on Wall Street. Vice President Biden, you owe the people of America an apology because it turns out you are a corrupt politician, okay? Joe Biden must immediately release all emails, meetings, phone calls, transcripts, and records related to his involvement in his family's business dealings, influence paddlings around the world, including China and including Russia, Hunter raked in a fortune from China while Joe Biden was giving China all of our jobs. They came, you know where they came from, Iowa and plenty of other places, but they came from Iowa. He was giving them, they were taking our jobs, they were taking our factories, they were taking everything, they were taking our wealth. And I gave you $28 billion to say thank you very much, President Xi. It came right out of China. And because of that, everybody's happy in Iowa. I just hope you remember that on November 3rd. Hope you remember. Nobody else would have done it. Nobody else would have done it. The Biden family treated the vice presidency as a for-profit corporation flying around the globe, collecting millions of dollars from China and Ukraine and Russia and other countries. In fact, the wife of the mayor of Moscow gave Hunter Biden a check for $3.5 million in cash while his father gave away the store to Russia, including Crimea. Remember Crimea? The Bidens got rich while America got robbed. By contrast, and this is so true and so easily true, and I'm so proud of it in so many ways, I've given up billions of dollars to serve as your president, and it's my greatest honor of a lifetime. It's so true. President, because I could not sit back any longer and watch the terrible injustices being done to the American people. And it's true. And by the way, before the China plague came in, we had the greatest economy in the history of the world, and now it's going right back there. Our stock market is very close to a number that was even higher. Does everybody have your 401k ready? Because it's going through the roof. We're going to have the best year we've ever had, and we're going to have tax cuts, not tax increases. They want to increase your taxes. They want to increase your taxes so they can spend it on the Green New Deal. It's another beauty. I could not sit idly by and watch career politicians like Joe Biden continue bleeding this country dry. And that's what it is. You know, you can say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. But when you have a kid that follows his father, and by the way, take a look at his brother. His brother all of a sudden is building a big housing development in Iraq. Have you ever built a development before? No, I haven't. Take a look at the whole family. It's a corrupt family. Joe Biden personifies the selfless and corrupt globalists who got rich and powerful at your expense. Take a look at the people that are funding his campaign. People assume that they'd be funding my campaign. I don't want them. We don't want them. We never needed them. We don't want them. But they betrayed American workers, disparaged American values, and crushed our middle class. For decades, Biden and his cronies laughed while they shipped millions of your jobs to their friends in foreign countries, in countries that you've never even heard of. They lived behind gated walls, and they flooded your communities with illegal immigration, deadly drugs, MS-13 savages that assault, rape, and murder innocent Americans. They forced our fellow citizens to live in crumbling inner cities while they spent trillions of dollars on never-ending foreign wars. They just never ended. But, you know, we're bringing all our soldiers back home. You know that. We've been doing it for a long time. And it's not easy. Not easy. The military-industrial complex, not the easiest thing, but we're bringing them back home. We're almost finished in Afghanistan coming in. We're down to a small number coming home by the end of the year, hopefully the end of the year, shortly thereafter. in Syria. We're out, totally out. And by the way, we crushed, before I did this, we crushed 100% of the ISIS caliphate. 100%. We crushed 100%. We have the greatest military in the world. And by the way, we have built the greatest military in the world. So I just tell you from Iowa, you know, you're a very powerful state politically. You're a big state to me, big in your heart. But you have a tremendous influence and a tremendous power. And you've never let me down. You just came in and we won by so much. You know, they say if a Republican wins by 1 point, I think I won by 11, right? 11. That was early in the night. Remember that? They said, Donald Trump has won the state of Iowa. Then they said, man, he won by 11 points. What's going on? That was just the beginning. Then we won Ohio. We won Ohio by 8 points. They said, what's going on? You know, it's one thing you want to say, but when you win by a lot. And that was the beginning of something. And I'll tell you what, we have more enthusiasm now than we ever did 4 years ago. There really is true. And we have great poll numbers, although, you know, you see a lot of the fake poll numbers. They're doing, they'll do anything they can. They're called suppression polls. Yeah, there they go. Look. Look at the red lights. They start to go off as I start to point. You know, in one way, they want the ratings. In another way, they don't want to have the ratings. And you're telling CNN that they're a fraud and they're broadcasting. No, that was one of the greatest. That was one of the greatest evenings ever. There are those that say it was the most exciting evening in the history of television, highest rated evening in the history of television. And you know what? The election we have coming up on November 3rd is actually more important. It's actually more important. In 2016, you voted to fire the failed and decrepit political class, and you elected an outsider as your president, and I finally put America first. It's called Make America Great Again. It's windy out here. If you can wear the hat, I can wear the hat. Should I take off the tie or not? What do you think? I don't know. Maybe yes? Oh, that feels so much better. That feels better. That feels good. Now we can all just relax and have a good time. No, but it's great to be with you. Seriously, we've had a great history here together. What we've done for you and what we've done for the farmers and what we've done for everything. You know, 2 weeks ago, you had the largest order of corn in the history of our country, right? 2 weeks ago, you had the largest order of soybeans in the history of our country. And the largest order of beef. But you know why? Because China wants to keep me happy. That's why. It was from China. Because they know what they've done to us should never have been allowed. They could have stopped it. They didn't stop it. They should have stopped it. The only reason I'm your president is because the previous administration did a poor job. So poor, in fact, that I said, I'm going to run for president. And you know what? If they did a good job, I wouldn't have run. And if they did a good job, I guess I wouldn't have won. When you think, I wouldn't have run and I wouldn't have won. But they were so bad. And it turns out they were so totally corrupt. We did not come this far to overcome this much and fight this hard, only to surrender our country back to the depraved Washington swamp. You know, when I would say drain the swamp, I used to say it, you know, drain the swamp, and people liked it. I hated the expression. I hated it. I hated it. I just said, this is a hokey expression. And I put it in one speech, the place went crazy. I said, I'm starting to like that expression. Then I put it in another speech, and they went crazy. I said, you know, I really like it. I really like it. But you know, when I say drain the swamp, I had no idea the swamp was that dirty, that disgusting, and that deep. It's true. If I don't sound like a typical Washington politician, it's because I'm not a politician, thank God. And I don't want to insult our great politicians, because you have some great ones with us tonight. But if I don't always play by the rules of Washington and Washington establishment, it's because I was elected to fight for you harder than ever. And I tell you what, I fight for you harder than any president has ever fought for anyone. It's not easy. But I love it, because we're making tremendous progress. We're making tremendous progress. And the fact is that no administration in their first 3.5 years has ever done as much as this administration has done. You take a look at the list. And you know, it's amazing, because they always challenge you. They challenge you on everything. They never even challenged me on that statement. I make that statement all the time. They just stand there. They say, ah. They grit their teeth. They say, he's right. We might hate him, but they say he's right. Right now, I'm fighting to eradicate the virus, rebuild the economy, and save our country from the radical left. And that's exactly what we're doing. As a candidate, Joe Biden has made yet another corrupt bargain in exchange for his party's nomination. He has handed control to the socialists and Marxists and the lunatic left-wing fringe that are really running that party. He's not running it. Let's face it, Joe is shot, okay? Whether you like it or not. We can all be nice. It's gonna be my turn someday. It's even gonna be your turn someday, my friends. Someday. But you know, when it is your turn, you can't be president. One thing I've learned, President Xi of China, he's 100%. Putin of Russia, 100%. Kim Jong-un, by the way, whatever happened to that war we were supposed to be in? Kim Jong-un of North Korea, 100%. These people are sharp and they're smart. Joe has lost it. In his best day, he wasn't a smart man. Everybody knows that. But Joe is gone. If he wins, the radical left will be running the country. They're addicted to power. And God help us if they get it. We'll never be the same country, and we will never be able to recover. And we are on a basis. And I'll tell you something. The country was coming together. I was telling a very, very, actually a very good reporter today that our country was coming together because we were having such success that I was being called by people that normally I wouldn't be speaking to too much. They don't want me. I don't want them. But we had the best employment numbers in history, African-American, Hispanic-American numbers, women, Asian, everything. High school diploma, without high school diploma, colleges, PhDs. We had the best numbers in every category. 160 million jobs. We were never even close to that. We were at 160 million jobs. And it was all coming together. People, let's get together. Let's talk. You know, it's like splitting up the riches, really. And in a positive way, splitting up the riches. And what happened is we then got hit with the plague. And now it's back to the drawing boards. But we're going to have a strong V. The quarter, the third quarter, is going to be incredible when you see the numbers. Not that I know anything, because I don't want to give you inside information, because I don't have it. They'll say, he's giving away inside information. They are sick. But wait till you see the third quarter numbers, and it's going to be right before, it's going to be right before the election, before the November 3rd, although a lot of people will have voted by that time. Get out and vote. You got to get out and vote. Got to get out and vote. But we were really coming together, because that's, you know, look, ultimately we want to come together. Everybody come together. And we were really coming together. And then we got hit by this horrible situation. Could have been stopped. China stopped it from going into the rest of China. But they didn't stop it from coming out and going to Europe and the United States and the rest of the world, 188 countries. So we're now putting it together. We had it done, and now we're doing it again. And next year will be even stronger than last year. Last year was the best year we've ever had. And this coming year will be even better than last year. Unless somebody comes along and says, let's quadruple your taxes, which is what they want to do. They want to raise your taxes. They want to go with this ridiculous Green New Deal, which, by the way, their original price, $100 trillion, you couldn't do it for that. If we did great every year for 100 years, everything was perfect, right? No nothing, no recessions, no anything. You couldn't make $100 trillion. These people are crazy, and they actually mean it. You know, they actually mean it. So we're going to get it going to a level that nobody can ever turn course on us, nobody can ever change. You know, I tell the story for years as a student of economies. I just love it. I love watching it. I love doing it. And I love seeing the results because the results have been so incredible. But as a student, I used to hear for years, for 10 years, 2019 China, because look, let's face it, China's 1.4 billion people with 325. Not including illegal immigrants that are in the country, frankly. And we don't even know what that number. I said, how many do we have? We have no idea, sir. Well, I have an idea. By the way, our southern border is now stronger than it's ever been. But we have 325, 330 million people. But for years, I heard that China will overtake us as the world's largest economy in the year 2019. You've all heard it, I think, right? Yes, he's a very smart-looking guy. You're loaded with money, I'll bet. Look, that's why he's in the front row. He's in the front row, and he didn't have to stand here for 3 days to get there. I can tell these guys. But, right, 2019, that China was going to overtake us. Well, you go back 6 months, 7 months, not only weren't they overtaking, we were beating them by leaps and bounds and getting bigger and bigger and growing and growing and taxing them and taxing them and taking in billions and billions in tariffs. And when they targeted Iowa and the farmers of this country and ranchers and others, I said, no, 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 you can't do that. No, no, you can't. And I put a 25% tariff on everything. And I gave a lot of the money, although I don't want to say it too loudly, $28 billion. I gave you 16 and 12. I said to Sonny Perdue, Secretary of Agriculture, great guy, loves, he knows more about farms. I said, Sonny, what's the number? He said, 2 years ago, sir, $12 billion they hit us for. And last year, $16 billion. I said, that's okay. We're going to put a 25% tariff. The farmers are going to get $12 billion, and then they're going to get $16 billion. Okay? And we're going to give that money to our farmers. And that got our farmers even. In fact, I shouldn't tell you this, because they don't like this, but some of the farmers were making more money the way they was doing it than by working their asses off, all right? They were very, very happy. But no, we took care of our farmers. No other president's going to do that. No other. That's why China got away with all of this stuff for years. And we had plenty of money left over after the $28 billion. It went into the U.S. Treasury. But they got away with it because they threatened a president like Obama. We're going to target your farmers. We're going to target the middle of our country. And Obama would say, oh, Betty, we better not get involved. I said differently. I said, If you do it, then what we're going to do is we're going to tariff your goods and we're going to give a lot of that money to the people that you're targeting. And, you know, the thing that most impresses me about Iowa, Nebraska, and a lot of other states, if you look, by the way, Minnesota was so great. All of them, every one of them. Wisconsin was incredible. They never came to me and said, sir, you can't let this happen. They're stopping ordering. They're not ordering from us. They never said it. You know what they said? The president is right. At some point, we have to put up a stand. And I didn't hear one, even from fake CNN. They put people on television that said, I know it's not good, but the president is right. The president is right. You did the right thing.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.